When I became a teacher, students had stopped wearing uniforms to school. There were dress codes without uniforms. Initially, they were basically short and simple. Proper footwear, modesty, and appropriate language when printing on T-shirts started to be used. Later, they became excuses to harass students that teachers did not like. In my lesson, I don't really try to enforce dress codes. Maybe, except for inappropriate language. I can't stand foul language printed on clothing, which is not very common, though. Usually, some other teachers are eager to tell students that the language on their clothing is inappropriate. If they don't, I just suggest that the student turn the offending top inside out. It normally works.
I don't really have a problem at all with dress codes. In the end, they help keep the community together. Obviously, there's always going to be some silly student who thinks it's okay to show up in their underwear or expose their whole bellies with belly button rings. What I mean is that there are laws about indecent exposure for a reason. On the other hand, I don't think those codes should be gender-based in any way, and I don't think they should require a uniform. I also don't think that wearing original clothing should be an issue. If you want to wear warm pajamas or a pink tracksuit, you should be allowed to do it, as long as everything is covered.
Believe me, quite a few school dress codes are sexist and prejudiced against girls. They have endless rules aimed at forcing girls to appear less sexy, so that the boys don't get distracted. Sexiness of schoolgirls is seen as completely controllable just by narrowing their fashion choices. As a result, anytime sexual appeal or attractiveness is exposed, inappropriate clothing is blamed for that, and rules are made stricter and stricter for female students. Some girls have pretty large breasts already at the age of 14. There's nothing they can do about it. There is very little a girl with ample breast can do to hide it, and she will be viewed as overtly sexy. No matter how modest clothing she's wearing, her sexiness will come out, even if she dresses and even acts to minimize it.
As a matter of fact, the reason why schools used to have uniforms is that formal education existed only for the sons of the wealthy in the form of a military-type school. In a natural way, students had to wear uniforms. They were normally all-boys boarding schools for the wealthy. Private tutors were generally available only for girls. When the concept of public education for all children became reality, they wanted to emulate these elite private schools and introduced uniforms there as well. I don't think this kind of uniforms are necessary today. Times have changed. Students just need to wear decent clothing to school.
I don't usually enforce any dress code unless I'm specifically asked to. What I don't understand, though, are teachers claiming that dress code is essential for the sake of their or their male students' focus. If you, as a teacher, don't know where to look when talking to a female student, let me tell you, her eyes are right there, in her head. If you have a problem with her dress, then it's your problem. If teenage boys have a problem paying attention to girls, then they need to address it, if there's anything wrong with it at all. Do you think they will never see bare legs or cleavage in the so-called real world? We just need to be more realistic sometimes.